Hey there, Renee. Welcome to the Shadow Her podcast today. And you not only is a dear friend of mine, a fellow ER, and person probably one of the busiest people right now because of your company, Party Host Helper. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. So much fun to be on.
I'm so happy to have you today. You know what? I love talking about people's story. The whole thing about Shadow Her is helping women entrepreneurs basically learn about their operations of their company and become better, faster, quicker, and more efficient so that they can actually hit that, you know, that quote out there. If only 4% of entrepreneurs make it over that $1 million mark, and only 1% of that are females. And my goal through Shadow Her is to make that 2%. And so we're really excited about that. And Renee, you too are a fellow entrepreneur out there. And you know what? And we met a long time ago and I kept saying, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. And then you obviously hit the $1 million mark. And now you and I are both in EO. For those who don't know, EO is Entrepreneurs Organization. It's an international organization that is comprised of all entrepreneurs. And we have a really great group of people in the Philadelphia marketplace. And Renee is part of that family now. So it's so exciting. So tell us how'd you get started, Party Host Helpers?
Sure. Where do I begin? You know, a lot of people don't realize that I do have two companies, and Party Host Helpers was only supposed to be a little sister to the first company, and the roles quickly reversed. But basically, I've always been in love with the event industry. When I went to college, there weren't as many programs, or maybe I just wasn't aware of so many hospitality programs. I just naturally fell into being a communication major, had a lot of love for PR and events. And back then, PR and events were kind of in the same wheelhouse. If you worked at a public relations firm, you still got to do events, but it was hard to find jobs that were just events. So fast forward, I started Events by Renee in 2008, right before the economy crashed, with a former partner. And you know, we were young, but we struck out and did it. And we ended up doing a lot more weddings just because of our age. We thought we'd originally do a lot of corporate, but we just didn't have that experience. So, you know, I've been a wedding planner for almost 16 years now.
Wow.
And it took me a really long time to get Events by Renee off the ground where I didn't have to have public relations jobs or babysitting jobs. I mean, it's crazy how long it took me to get to that point in my career. And I remember when I won the 40 under 40 for the Business Journal, they asked like, what was the turning point? And for me back in 2015, when that was it, when I could finally get rid of all my other jobs, which is 9 years ago, it's funny to think that now, but when I talk to fellow entrepreneurs who are just starting out, I'm like, just because you have a side hustle, you're still an entrepreneur. It takes time. People don't realize that. So excuse me, fast forward, I started Party Host Helpers almost 11 years ago thinking it would just be a spinoff to Events by Renee in the Philadelphia area. My clients that that had hired me to do their daughter and son's beautiful big weddings were coming back to me saying, I need a bartender this weekend. Do you know anyone? And just the type of person I am, I'm a natural connector. I like to give people opportunities to do what they love, like so many people have given me over the years. I thought this could be a thing. And I know we have some competitors in the area, but I think the way that I rolled it out, having the event business already under my belt and being so well connected in our Philadelphia hospitality world, really helped me launch. And fast forward, less than 2 years, we were in other states and now we're nationwide. So it really took off like wildfire, which I think is, you know, the world, the universe, the God's way of saying, hey, you worked so hard to get to a certain point for Events by Renee. Now I'm going to let this other business just take off for you much quicker. So that was a really huge deal for us to be able to launch Party Host Helpers and see it succeed so quickly. Because I'd grind it, you know, I did the grind for so long for the first business. So here we are today, 30,000 people in our system that work for us, 14 people nationwide that run different territories for us, and we're growing every day.
So let's take a step back, because it doesn't happen overnight. You did all these side hustles ahead of time before, and you were doing this basically on the side. And then one day you said, okay, I know that I can cut off my side hustles and now do this full time. What was that magic button? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs listening today have a lot of side hustles. I bet you at least two or three. I know I did when I first started. You know, when was that time you said it's time to move straight forward on this alone?
So an opportunity came across to me from a friend's father who runs a recruiting firm in Westchester, and they had a client that was a pharmaceutical client who was doing a series of hiring events for pharmaceutical salespeople in Dallas from February until April. And they needed someone to just run it. I mean, they were going to be there, but really just make sure registration was smooth, make sure that all the event components of being in the hotel for all those interviews was successful, you know, the food and beverage. And he offered me the opportunity. And when I did the math of what I had coming in from Events by Renee naturally, and what this was going to pay me for this long stint, that's when I was able to get rid of, I was working 20 hours a week at a public relations firm in Center City. And that's when I was able to say goodbye to that job and then full speed ahead.
Did you have any regrets waiting that long?
No, I don't. I financially couldn't do it. I mean, a lot of female entrepreneurs are lucky. They might have some financial backing from family or husbands. I was a single woman. My father had passed away in 2006. You know, it was really up to me to make sure that I had food on my table, that I was still having a social life. I still like to travel and, you know, I like to make money and have a nice life. But I knew the number I needed to get rid of the other jobs.
And how did you get even involved in like the event planning that whole year? I talk to so many people, especially in college, and they'll come to me and it's like, I like doing events. I'm like, do you? And because I don't think people realize the amount of time and effort that goes into events and to do it really well, to have everything flawless. I mean, it's meticulous to detail. What did you know? What age were you that you knew that this was going to be a world for you?
You know, I don't, my high school friends tell me that I said a lot in high school that I wanted to be a wedding planner. I was always the social director of my groups of friends in high school and college. I don't think I really knew that it was going to be lucrative though until I was in my 20s. Again, because I don't think like my career counselors in high school didn't open me up to that world. And I guess I didn't do enough research. I knew that I didn't want to work for a caterer and I didn't want to work for a venue because I get bored easily. So I wanted to be in different settings. And for me, the opportunities for events came through my marketing side. I was the marketing and event coordinator for Mainline Today. That was my first job out of college. If anyone knows anything about community regional magazines like Mainline Today, you're out and about, you're networking, you're doing a handful of events a year. It's not crazy stressful, but what it taught me working there from a business standpoint, I think was so much more valuable than if I went to go work for a big event planning firm or a caterer or a venue, because I got such a well-rounded experience with working with high-end clients, putting on VIP events, you know, the sales aspect of selling ads. Not that I did that, but I supported our sales team and just relationships, which I think took me a lot further than if I found a traditional event planning job right away.
Oh yeah. But then when you get started, you get moving, you have a name, Party Host Helper, which is such a great thing. How did you know to hire your first person? Because a lot of women, entrepreneurs in particular, have a hard time, a very difficult time hiring that first person, because we're always that way of like, I got it, I can do it, I got it. And it's really hard to let go. When did you know that you needed to hire somebody?
So for Events by Renee, I had hired a friend, Allison, who still works for me very part-time. And I think that was a big turning point for me. But then once I started Party Host Helpers, and I will say that a lot of my drive to start Party Host Helpers was realizing that, all right, I'm in my late 20s. I eventually would love to have a husband and a family one day. And I also don't want to be out working a wedding every Saturday night just to make a decent living. So I think that's what really sparked my drive to scale Party Host Helpers. And I knew that I couldn't do it. And the thought of being out to dinner on a Saturday night with friends and having 100 people out working was appealing to me, because I had put in so much sweat equity, and I still do as an event planner, very minimally, but you know, it's hard work and it's hard on your body and your mental state when you're working a 14-hour day with a bride or a corporate client. So for me, I had the right attitude going into Party Host Helpers, because that was the only way that it was going to succeed if I would And I always say, like, let go to grow, right? And there's still things that I don't let go of. But hiring that first person in any company is such a turning point. And they say, I don't know if you've heard, I'm sure you've heard this, but it's like the minute you think you can't afford an office, then you get your first office, you outgrow it in like a month, because it just, the growth comes with taking these chances and taking these risks of hiring someone. And these things grow your business.
So that's the funny thing you say, because I can't tell you how many times people be like, I got my office, you know, and I always tell people, like, before you have an office, make sure you have a revenue stream to pay for the office. You know, everybody thinks I need to have the office. Yeah. I need to have marketing materials. I need to have, I'm like, no, no, you don't need any of that. You need basically to make sure that you have a revenue stream coming in to pay for your upcoming bills, you know, and pay for payroll. But when you basically figure that out and you have your new place and then you have people, you know, what is it, that magic sauce that automatically gets everybody pumped up? And then what happens is you grow a lot rapidly than you ever thought of. What is that magic sauce?
I feel like it's having your ducks in a row and putting in the grit to get there. So it's not just dreaming and scheming. It's like working hard, setting some metrics, some number metrics. And once you hit those, then you feel more confident to make decisions.
Oh, absolutely. Then what, who taught you that? Because obviously,
I will say this, and I don't know if this is appropriate to say or not. I was in a couple of year relationship with a guy who is a stellar businessman, and his father was a stellar businessman. And this is before I started my companies. And I just think being around them, I soaked it in. And that, just hearing, and you know, I talked to a lot of people too as I was running my businesses, different friends who were in businesses, or friends' parents, and I would just pick their brain and talk. And you know, the event industry is fun to chat about, so I felt like a lot of people were, you know, they would like to chat with me about it, and they saw my excitement and drive. But I think really what it's that, and then the grit that I've always had in life, just to work a little harder than everyone else. I might not be the smartest in the room, but I'll work a little harder with my people and communication and relationship skills. My team calls it like my Renee magic. You know, a lot of them are like, can you just, you know, because they're all over the country. So I'm not out networking for them like I am here sometimes. Like, I'm here in Philadelphia. Can you just move to Chicago with me and like spread your Renee magic around and get me more clients? I'm like, no, but I'll teach you how to do that. Yeah. So it's a mix of that. And you know, there are some negative qualities that I have that don't help me be a business owner, but you figure out someone to help you with those.
Oh yeah, we all have that for sure. Absolutely. And then, you know, obviously you're like in that hybrid world. And I think for a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, I always hear, I want them back in the seats. I want them in the office and all too. But I know you're like me. I have somebody in Alaska, you know, like, how do you keep control of them and keep it moving? And I don't know about you, but we do a lot more videos. We do a lot more sessions. We do everything on Teams and try to keep that momentum going. What do you guys do?
We have team calls every other week. We have, and then the weeks that we don't have team calls, we have sales calls that my COO and our national sales support lead with our marketing rep also. We do challenges monthly from a sales standpoint, because with Party Host Helpers, the where we can find business is so crazy, right?
So crazy.
And a lot of times my salespeople get a little bit overwhelmed, because you could be calling on Tiffany and Company, you could be calling on Porsche, you could be calling on the home and school, realtors, caterers, venues, your neighbors. So for us to give challenges, it helps us segregate their target lists. So that's another way we keep up with them. I do one-on-one calls. I try to do them monthly, but otherwise we're in communication a lot. I can't imagine if we were all in an office together. That's so funny to me to think about. We do get together for a retreat 1 to 2 times a year, and that's very powerful for us to be in person. And I don't, you know, I value that, and my team values that too.
Yeah, you have to. And then obviously you joined EO for reasons of learning and all too. Like, what other groups are you involved with?
So I'm on the board for NABO South Jersey. I recently moved to South Jersey a couple of years ago, and I thought it'd be nice to get involved there to meet all new women I never had met before. So this is great. I'm in charge of the events there. Are you surprised?
No, never, ever. Excuse but they're me. Lucky to have you, so that's for sure. You have great events.
Yeah, it's fun. It's I'm still getting my feet wet with the types of events that draw people in. I'm not used to planning events where I'm, you know, encouraging people to come. I'm used to planning private events that, you know, I'm not worried about the guest count. So
yeah, don't blame you.
I'm it's in EO, I'm in NABO. I was in Femfessionals for a really long time. I was one of the first members when it started over 10 years ago. So nice. That was really crucial in the beginning of my career. A lot of these women still support me and still hire my company and just are big cheerleaders of mine and vice versa. I do a lot. I'm on the business advisory council for my university, for Eastern University where I went. So I try to get back there. I was just on the committee for the March of Dimes. Big gala last month, two weeks ago, and then also Ronald McDonald House, South Jersey. So that's what I have my hands in this year.
Just a few things. I think entrepreneurs do that. We get ourselves involved in so many things, but it really does help. And you know,
there's 10 more I want to join. It's hard.
But you got to like figure out time is valuable, you know, and you're a mom and you have a little one at home and you know, it's everything at one time. It's really difficult to do that. So I get it. And the holidays, you're probably just everywhere right now. So
I am.
It's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah. I try to give it a certain amount of time before I decide whether it's a fit or not. And I try to commit to it for at least a couple of years just to make an impact. It takes time. Even, you know, some of the charity work I do, I can't be on every call, but it would be valuable if I could be, because the people that are on the committees with me are big deals.
Yeah.
And I wish that I spent more time getting to know them.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, I know every time I say yes to something, I know that it's not just, you know, saying yes. It's going to events, it's going to their events, it's planning that things out, it's giving money. You know, it's so many things involved with it. And people sometimes like, oh, I just signed up. I'm like, no. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of entrepreneurs, like, we go full force into these things. And we get a lot out of it too, but it's just also, I don't know, time's valuable. And then the more I see about my business now, the more I see about, you know, how valuable time is and where to spend it at. So that's for sure. You know, what's obviously you just went national. Did that happen like overnight? And one day it was just like, okay, I guess we need people in Texas now. I mean, what happened? How did that happen?
So there's two layers to this. The turning point when we started taking on business outside of Philadelphia was when I was in Dallas for that conference. I remember I was sitting in the room when I set up Party Host Helper's website and all of our business stuff. I did a 1-800 number just to see what would come through. And I'm so glad I did. I had a woman call me from Malibu and she needed a bartender that weekend. Mm-hmm. To make mojitos at her boss's home. And I didn't say no. And that moment is what really has created the culture of Party Host Helpers and me being an entrepreneur. And I do speak on this when I get the opportunity. I have a whole presentation, The Power of Saying Yes, or have an aversion to saying no is what they say. So basically I said yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh crap, I need to find someone in LA for this weekend. So I looked through my Facebook list, and this is 2015. There was a guy who I met, his name is Tom. We used to be in the public relations world together. We met at a conference or something. He used to live in Philadelphia. He had recently moved to LA. I sent him a Facebook message. Tom, I need someone to make mojitos this weekend in LA. Have you met anyone that might be a good fit? I'm really struggling. I got to do this. And he wrote me back. He's like, I know a guy, but he might be too handsome for the job, Renee. I'm like, what? He's like, I'll do it. Great. So mm-hmm. Tom did it. We still have the picture of him. He went all out. He went and bought, you know, mojito making, the muddler and the glassware. Wow. Everything. Went all in. And the picture of him at that bar, actually the Philly Inquirer put me on the front page of their business section in 2018. And they used that picture in the article, which I thought was great because it's such a, so that opened my eyes, like I can make this work. And he continued to work for me on the side.
Nice.
In LA for many years. So once that happened, and it happened because we have a competitor in LA where they're Party Helpers.
Mm.
And I think because the way our website was set up and that I had the business before, I knew how to set up a website probably more than anyone just starting it from scratch.
Sure.
Resources. I had financial resources from the first business that helped a little bit. And then the second part of it is that we answer clients' needs. We get inquiries from us. We would get inquiries, people from Texas, and I'd say, all right, I can find people there. I can find someone to lead that team there. And then a lot of the growth has been from just people that come across my desk that are great leaders and would be a great regional director. And then I build a territory around it. So right now, post-COVID, I had to give a few territories to one regional director versus having them just in their territory. But now we're back to really building our team of people in their territory. So we just hired a new great person in DC as well as Seattle. And it's our first time ever having anyone boots on the ground in Seattle.
Wow.
Super excited about that. So that's how we expanded.
So exciting. I mean, I think it's actually great because I love your services. We had a wonderful lady named Abby at our house on Thanksgiving night, and
good.
She came in and cleaned and was sweet and kind. And, you know, good. I was like, did you even eat today? And she said, no. And I said, I'm going to save you a whole platter for Thanksgiving dinner. Like, you know,
that's
because
so kind.
She was so sweet. And I just, you know, it's so great to come in the kitchen and everything was done, you know, so it was just a wonderful thing. It's always nice to have your people do events for us. So I will attest 100% of how wonderful they are. So it's been wonderful working with all of them. How do you assess? You have 30 people in your assessment. People always talk about it's so hard to find people, so hard to find people. And, you know, I don't know if I believe that because I think you take good care of your people. They find you.
Yeah.
So how do you find 30,000 people to be in your database?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been doing this a long time. And I think that initially what helped us grow was friends of friends and word of mouth. So that has been huge for us. But then, you know, through COVID, it was really difficult. I had to spend budget on higher level ways to find people. So we've been investing in Indeed, which has helped us tremendously because we can go on there and just pick us, you know, we might have a random city near Nashville that's like far from where our team is. So that's what we use Indeed for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the years, we've done incentives to our current team to bring friends on board who work a certain number. We try to get creative. We use Craigslist for a long time. We haven't used that as much lately, but Indeed, Craigslist, and then just, you know, our SEO on our website naturally brings people to apply.
Yeah.
People see our team working at events and they're interested in doing what they do. We have people on our team, anyone from a college student to a mom who maybe used to be in the hospitality industry, wants to make a few extra bucks on the weekends, to people who are retired who work for us, and they can pick whenever they want to work, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah, I think that's why people like it so much, because if you have that flexibility, especially for moms, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but if you ask women to come back to work, only 1 out of 10 would say yes. 1 out of 10. If they don't have that flexibility, like, you just, they're not going to come back to work.
Because
they have flexibility for their kids and their families. And they work so hard to finally get it through COVID, and they're definitely not going to give that up anytime soon. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody tells me. That's not happening, for sure. And then you also have an electronic system then to find these people and to tag everything through. Because when I get stuff from you, contract, how did you get so savvy on the tech side to basically put something like that in play to make it easy for people just to sign a document, you know, with like a DocuSign real quickly?
Mm-hmm.
How did you think that way through already? That's pretty cool.
So this is our second platform. Our first platform, I literally sat in the developer's office in Westchester and had a huge whiteboard, and I mapped out what I wanted. We kind of hit our head, though, with just, you know, the more you do it, the more you think of ways to enhance and things that will be easier as technology progresses. So then I moved to software as a service platform, and the company that we use also provides customized platforms for things like substitute teachers, traveling nurses,
got it,
warehouse workers, but makes it's sense. Very custom to us. And I will say it's a pain point. As great as it is, technology is a pain point for us sometimes. Things change, and then, you know, there's a lot of user error with 30,000 people.
Oh, sure. fun.
But it definitely helps. There's no way I could scale and grow this business without this technology.
Wow, that's so great though. You know, I love hearing all that and being a part of all that and seeing all that. So it's pretty cool to hear what you're doing through all that. What's next for Party Host Helpers? Like, what's next in the next 5-year plan?
So continuing to hit our goal of having people in each territory,
mm-hmm.
and then just growing these territories. You know, we have great business in places like New York City, Chicago, California, but places like Nashville, I would love someone to grow that territory for me. So to grow the territories, and then I do get a lot of international inquiries. Australia, England, and Canada come across my inbox, our general inbox, a lot. And we actually did one event in Canada this year with Veronica Beard is a client of ours, and they hire us all over the country, everywhere, for in-store events. And we did staff a Canadian event for them. I don't know if that's illegal. I don't know. Whatever. Just one event.
Yeah.
But, you know, it spurs you to think, how do I set this up internationally? Yeah. I know there's ways to do it. I know there's opportunity there, but I have kind of a number in my head that I want the U.S. to hit before I go there.
Oh my gosh. What's the number in the U.S. that you want to hit?
4.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, you got this. Hey man, you write it down, you put it down, you put it on a vision board in front of you, as we all know. So do. So many people say they do, but they don't really write it down. They write it down.
Exactly. The details.
You gotta hit it. Absolutely. It's about the details.
And we're not that far. I mean, we're on trajectory.
Trajectory. That's awesome. Yeah, trajectory. Well, anything you do is going to basically, you know, go to gold. So I'm not really worried about you at all, which is cool. You know, how do you take care of you and the family? Because you have a beautiful little 2-year-old already. I can't believe she's already that old, but
I know.
You know, newly married, really. And, you know, and here you are all over the place. Like, how are you taking care of you, girl?
Yeah, we're celebrating 4 years in December, which seems crazy because with COVID, it feels like 10 years now.
Yeah, 10 years.
A lot has happened since we got married, which is all exciting stuff. You know, I look at my calendar. I could be out every night of the week like you, Marcia. My husband travels for work, so we try to work with each other there, obviously. Mm-hmm. And our schedules, but I try to limit myself to mm-hmm. be out 1 to 2 times a week. If there's a week where I don't go out, I love to be out. I love to network, but I also love the weeks where I can make dinner every night and yep. I'm out at 10 o'clock and my house is organized and clean because I'm home.
Yep.
So I see value in both. And it seems like events seem to always fall the same week.
Yes. Yes, like next week.
We take a lot of Saturdays mm-hmm. and get stuff done around the house. We try to relax. I could be go, go, go all the time. Ted is the total opposite. He needs some downtime, and he's taught me that through our marriage and through dating that, you know, it's okay if we have nothing on the calendar on a Sunday that we can just hang around. And, you know, those are the fun family times where we'll take Reese to breakfast or go to the park or, you know, we're not at storybook land driving ourselves nuts, being tired. You know, we're just staying local and staying in.
That's
we
awesome.
Are going to be Antigua in January as a family. So
okay. That'd be fun. Yeah, but you gotta do those kind of things. It really makes it all the difference in the world, you know. So it is. It's a lot right now. Next week is just like event, you know, hell on wheels.
I know. Next week is crazy. I do say that being an entrepreneur though, I try to fit things in my day that people that work a typical 9-to-5 usually can't. I mean, I know mm-hmm. a lot of people have more flexibility now, but you know, a manicure, a haircut, a massage. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the flexibility of owning my own business.
Oh yeah, but you have to do that. If I didn't do that like in the middle of a Friday afternoon to get my hair done, it would never get done.
I know.
Just wouldn't, you know,
and especially people are like, how about Saturday? Weddings. You know, we had a crazy October. I personally worked 3 weddings in October on Saturdays. Someone had called out sick on my team, so I had to jump in. Typically I only like to do 1 or 2 because those are weekends away from my family. So I have to be very picky about that too.
Oh yeah, it's hard for sure. And then Christmas is coming up, but the holidays, Hanukkah, you know, everything's coming up. What's that, you know, you go on Fox 29, you do your little things, and you know, what's the thing, what's the tip of the holiday season that you're going to be talking about this year? What's that tip?
I'll be on Fox Friday.
There you go.
So there's so many fun things. Some of the ideas I see year after year, and they're really cute to recreate. This year I'm seeing a lot of cheese. Like, I'm going to show a burrata snowman, which is cute. Ooh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The biggest tip I always have is just make a list. Check it twice. For your Christmas parties, start ahead of time. Make that list. Figure out what you're serving. Get it all on paper. That way you feel organized. You don't feel scattered. You have a shopping list. Start shopping now for things. Even, like, I mean, I'm hosting Christmas dinner, and I'm thinking already, all right, what do I need to buy? What do I want to serve this year? Writing out my menu just so I have it done and I'm not last minute with it. You know, easy things. Set the table the night before. Think about if you're having anyone at the house Christmas morning, maybe set up a mimosa bar or Bailey's with coffee. Have cute pancakes for the kids. You know, whipped cream and strawberries. Instantly make it look like Santa with the right artistry.
I'm going to go back to the Bailey's and the coffee, but yeah, I'm definitely going to do that this year. So thanks for that tip already.
Yep, hot chocolate bar, coffee bar with Bailey's, peppermint schnapps, lots of fun stuff. And those are little things that you know, maybe you've hosted your whole life, but these are new, just little touches that your guests really appreciate. And they don't have to be crazy.
No, or expensive, really. You know, people don't realize that, but just having a little bit of fun. I agree with you about writing things down. If I don't do that, I'm always like that one thing I missed, and then I get so angry. So yeah. I definitely hear that. So do you read books? Do you read? Do you do podcasts? Like, okay. What do you like doing? Listening to books? Do you like reading books?
I read fiction books on my Kindle. I try to listen to business books. I mean, Marsha, when we go to EO and other business things, I'm like, how the heck do these people find time to read all these business books?
Yeah.
I have a stack. And I just picked up Unreasonable Hospitality, which is
so good.
Yeah. Like, why haven't I cracked it open yet? Oh, because I'm too into reading on my Kindle my Elin Hildebrand book. That's my escape. I'm not a big TV person.
Yep.
I'm not a big movie person. People are always shocked that I don't watch TV. I'll fall asleep if I lay on the couch. I like to read. I like to, you know, when Reese goes to bed, I tidy up my house. I read. I look at emails, you know.
Oh, yeah. All the time. I mean, I do that where it's funny. My husband's like, let's watch our show. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And my laptop is on my lap. And I'm listening the whole thing, too, but I'm just getting emails on. But it's like, you know, it's our quality time sometimes. But
I know.
Hey, it works. You know what I mean? You got to do that because the emails right now are just ridiculous. So
I know.
You know.
I know. I would love to actually make it more of a priority to read some more business books. I mean, like I said, I have a stack. So
I know. I hear you there, girl. Wish I had osmosis in my head to do all that. It'd be great. One last word that you would say to the entrepreneurs in Shadow Her to basically motivate them. What's the one thing you said? You know what? I wish today that I would have more of this when I started.
Financial awareness.
Gotcha. And what'd you do to get better?
Started diving in more to my numbers. Hiring someone to help me do projections and budgets.
Yep. Yeah, good. Smart move. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Because then you, not to like go backwards, but you sort of lose, you know, as an entrepreneur, most of us are visionaries. We're dreamers. We have the great big ideas and then we hire people to help us make it happen. So I feel like when you look at your numbers, sometimes I get too controlled by the numbers. But it takes away that fun and that, you know, the side of me that I don't want to ever go away that helps me propel the growth with my imagination and my visions.
How do people get a hold of you? And basically they're hearing this now and saying, oh my God, I could use somebody for the holidays and I could use somebody from a birthday party. How do people get a hold of you?
Partyhosthelpers.com. You can find us on Instagram too at partyhosthelpers. We always have lots of fun ideas and party tips on there. And then if you want to check out my first company, eventsbyrenee.net, do lots of planning, anything big or small birthday parties, big weddings, corporate. We have, there's a couple of us on that team that are really skilled and have been doing it forever. So
it's awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for being on our show today. I'm loving this and welcome to the Shadow Her podcast and people out there. Thank you for listening today. Like us out there, connect us, and don't forget to repost us. But by all means, if you have a chance, look at Party Host Helpers. They are doing a phenomenal job. Renee is definitely a rock star. So reach out to her. Even if you want to talk about entrepreneurship, she's definitely all ears for you guys. And until next time, keep on rocking it out there. Shadow Her is definitely in your court, here to help you. And have a wonderful day. Talk later, guys.